Some of us have a doctorate. Some of us may have two doctorates. But there's a man in America who has three doctorates. Now, if he lived in Germany, he would be addressed as Dr. 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 Savage, the man who no one will mention his name on television, on radio, but he has 30 best-selling books, and he has a very entertaining radio show on YouTube. You might wonder why I'm talking about him. He has a very inquisitive mind when it comes to understanding Scripture. And the first one I heard him mention was Jerry Falwell told him that people that had never heard the name of Christ, if they died, would ever be given a chance and had not heard God explained, Christ explained to them. That is just so untrue. I'd like to point out to Dr. Savage that Mr. Falwell, as the Bible colleges preach, was preaching his teaching his preaching. But if you go back to where they find this in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2, which mentions the day, but if you follow it back into Isaiah 49:8, it mentions the true interpretation, a day. The Apostle Paul and Isaiah lived generations apart, and Christ and Mr. Falwell lived generations apart, and yet people are being given the opportunity today and will be in resurrection of all who have ever lived, be given a day to be converted, to understand God's truth. And they will understand the true teachings of the Bible, not interpretations taken to urge people to take the Sardis Trail or whatever, do it now. Another one of Dr. Savage's interesting questions was, the kingdom of God been set up in our hearts? A scripture in Luke that talks about the Pharisees coming to meet Christ. Christ is supposed to have told them there that the kingdom of God is set up in these Pharisees' hearts. These men hated Christ. They wanted him dead. And so in that scripture, Christ is actually telling them that the king of the kingdom, that this earth will become on Christ's return when he rules the entire earth, that king was standing in their midst, not in their hearts, but in their midst. And that is the truth of that one. Another one is spokes in a wheel. And all of these spokes lead to God. Every road leads to God. Not so, Dr. Savage. Scripture clearly tells us that God the Father calls. And not until God the Father chooses. Christ said he can't call. It's God the Father who calls, and they come through Christ. And then our minds are open. He gives us that unique mind of his. And we start to understand, and the time is coming when it says that all men and all women and everyone who has ever lived, it's resurrected, is given the mind of God, and it's open unto them. And then we can be changed, we can become members of the family of God, changed to spirit, born again. If you go to the American British Future website, and you'll find there World Peace, How It Will Come. Beautiful thing to read. Short, easy to understand, and it describes most of these topics I'm mentioning.